Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today Maseches Ksubos Daf Kuf Hey, beginning of the 13th Perek, Shnei Dayanim. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. The Zichud Maseches Ksubos program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three daps we're going to focus on: number one, the opening mission of the 13th Perek states, Shnei Dayanim Gezeros Hayu Yerushalayim, two judges of Gezeros were in Yerushalayim, Admon and Chanan ben Abishalom. After the Torah mentions that there was a third judge, it questions whether there were only three judges in Yerushalayim, for Rabbi Pinchas said in Imre Oshia, there are 394 Batei Dinim in Yerushalayim, which Rashi identifies as Batei Dinim of 23 judges. Connect them Batei Knesios, connect them Batei Midrashos, who connect them Batei Sofrim, and a corresponding number of shuls, a corresponding number of Batei Midrashim, where Mishnah and Talmud were learned, and a corresponding number of schools for young children. The Gemara answers that, in fact, there were many judges in Yerushalayim, and when they said there were only three, Gozu Gezeros Ka'amrin, we are speaking of those that issued Gezeros. Point number two, the Daf deals extensively with the topic of Shochad, taking bribes. Rabbi Yavoh said, Bo Mara'e, come assumingos einem shel makabli Shochad, come and see how blind are the eyes of those who accept a bribe. Adam chash be'enav noisim mamon rofe. Safek misrapa, safek ein misrapa. When a person has pain in his eyes, he pays a doctor to heal him, and it's a safek if he'll be healed or not. The hen notes in Shava Pruta Misamnin Einam, and yet they take a bribe with only a Pruta and blind their eyes, as the Pasuk states, Ki Ashochad Yaver Pikchim, for the bribe will blind those who see. The Gemara asks, My time of the Shuchna, what is the reason for the prohibition against taking a bribe, even if the bribe was given that there should be a proper judgment and the innocent party should be ruled innocent? It answers that once a judge takes a bribe from a litigant, he feels close to him as though the litigant is himself. Mein Adam Roa Chob L'atzmo, and a person does not see wrong in himself. Rashi explains that even when a person strives to be honest, a person is not inclined to find wrong in himself. My shochad, what's the meaning of shochad? Shehu chad. The word signifies that it is something, shehu, that makes the giver of the bribe and the recipient of it one, chad. And point number three, it was taught in the brace of a shochad lo sikach, and a bribe you shall not take. It's not necessary to say that this pasuk forbids a monetary bribe. Rather, even a bribe of words is also forbidden from the fact that the pasuk does not say money you shall not take. The Gemara brings several examples of shochad dvarim, a bribe of words. When Shmuel was crossing a bridge, a certain man approached and gave him his hand for support. When Shmuel discovered that this man was going to be tried in his base, and he told him that he's possible from rendering judgment in this case. When a Mamre was sitting judgment, a feather flew onto his head, and a certain man approached and removed it from him. When a Mamre discovered that this man had a lawsuit in his basin, a Mamre said that he was possible from judging his case. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, the opening mission of the 13th Perek states, Shnei Dayanim Gezeros Hayu Yerushalayim, two judges of Gezeros were in Yerushalayim, Admon and Chanan ben Abishalom. After the Gemara mentions that there was a third judge, it questions whether there were only three judges in Yerushalayim, for Rabbi Pinchas said in Imre Oshia, there are 394 Batei Dinim in Yerushalayim, which Rashi identifies as Batei Dinim of 23 judges. Connect them Batei Knesios, connect them Batei Midrashos, who connect them Batei Sofrim, and a corresponding number of shuls, a corresponding number of Batei Midrashim, where Mishnah and Talmud were learned, and a corresponding number of schools for young children. The Gemara answers that, in fact, there were many judges in Yerushalayim, and when they said there were only three, Gozu Gezeros Ka'amrin, we are speaking of those that issued Gezeros. Point number two, the Daf deals extensively with the topic of Shochad, taking bribes. Rabbi Yavoh said, Bo Mara'e, come assumingos einem shel makabli Shochad, come and see how blind are the eyes of those who accept a bribe. Adam chash be'enav noisim mamon rofe. Safek misrapa, safek ein misrapa. When a person has pain in his eyes, he pays a doctor to heal him, and it's a safek if he'll be healed or not. The hen notes in Shava Pruta Misamnin Einam, and yet they take a bribe with only a Pruta and blind their eyes, as the Pasuk states, Ki Ashochad Yaver Pikchim, for the bribe will blind those who see. The Gemara asks, My time of the Shuchna, what is the reason for the prohibition against taking a bribe, even if the bribe was given that there should be a proper judgment and the innocent party should be ruled innocent? It answers that once a judge takes a bribe from a litigant, he feels close to him as though the litigant is himself. Mein Adam Roa Chob L'atzmo, and a person does not see wrong in himself. Rashi explains that even when a person strives to be honest, a person is not inclined to find wrong in himself. My shochad, what's the meaning of shochad? Shehu chad. The word signifies that it is something, shehu, that makes the giver of the bribe and the recipient of it one, chad. And point number three, it was taught in the brace of a shochad lo sikach, and a bribe you shall not take. It's not necessary to say that this pasuk forbids a monetary bribe. Rather, even a bribe of words is also forbidden from the fact that the pasuk does not say money you shall not take. Gemara brings several examples of shulchan devarim, a bribe of words. When Shmuel was crossing a bridge, a certain man approached and gave him his hand for support. When Shmuel discovered that this man was going to be tried in his beis din, and he told him that he's possible from rendering judgment in this case. When a Mamre was sitting judgment, a feather flew onto his head, and a certain man approached and removed it from him. When a Mamre discovered that this man had a lawsuit in his beis din, a Mamre said that he was possible from judging his case. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Kuf Hey, and our standard Siman is a hacker, and we use a Russian hacker for the Siman. So here goes. The Russian hacker struggling to break into the computers of two special judges, which were hard to find amidst a network of 394 Bate Dinim, tried unsuccessfully to bind the eyes of one judge with a bribe to get the code, and was rebuffed again when he removed a feather from on top of another judge's head. Once again, slow motion. The Russian hacker, that must mean we're on Daf Kufe. The Russian hacker struggling to break into the computers of two special judges, which were hard to find amidst a network of 394 Bate Dinim, which reminds us, the opening mission of the 13th Perek states, Shnei Dayan Gezeres HaYerushalayim, two judges of Gezeres were in Yerushalayim, Admon and Hanan ben Anvi Shalom. After the Gemara mentions that there was a third judge who made decrees, we learn that in fact there were 394 courts in Yerushalayim, which Rashi identifies as courts of 23 judges, and also a corresponding number of shuls, a corresponding number of Bat Midrashim, where Mishnah and Talmud were learned, and a corresponding number of schools for young children. So, the Russian hacker struggling to break into the computers of two special judges, which are hard to find amidst a network of 394 Bate Dinim, tried unsuccessfully to bind the eyes of one judge with a bribe to get the code, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the power and meaning of Shochet. It blinds the eyes of those who accept it, and even the bribe is given that there should be a proper judgment and the innocent party should be ruled innocent. Once a judge takes a bribe from a litigant, he feels close to him, as though the litigant is himself. And a person does not see wrong in himself. Rashi explains that even when a person strives to be honest, a person is not inclined to find wrong in himself. My shochet, what is the meaning of shochet? Shehu chad. The word signifies that it is something shehu that makes the giver of the bribe and the recipient of it one, chad. So the Russian hacker struggling to break into the computers of two special judges, which were hard to find amidst a network of 394 Bate Dinim, tried unsuccessfully to blind the eyes of one judge with a bribe to get the code, and was rebuffed again when he removed a feather from on top of another judge's head, which reminds us that even shochet dvarim, a bribe of words, is forbidden from the fact that the pasuk does not say betzel tikach, money you shall not take. The Gemara brings several examples of shochet dvarim, a bribe of words. When a Mamre was sitting in judgment, a feather flew onto his head, and a certain man approached and removed it from him. When a Mamre discovered that this man had a lawsuit in his beis din, a Mamre said that he was possible from judging his case. So once again, the Russian hacker struggling to break into the computers of two special judges, which were hard to find amidst a network of 394 Bate Dinim, tried unsuccessfully to blind the eyes of one judge with a bribe to get the code, and was rebuffed again when he removed a feather from on top of another judge's head. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.